Victims of the Colorado theater shooting have filed complaints alleging the state corrections department violated their rights by refusing to reveal where the gunman is serving his life sentence, prosecutors said Wednesday. Several survivors of the 2012 attack that killed 12 people and injured more than 70 have said they were upset after prison officials quietly transferred James Holmes to an out-of-state prison in January. The officials have repeatedly refused to tell the public, including prosecutors, survivors, and the families of the dead, where or how Holmes is being held. A state committee that handles victims' rights complaints will address the issue at its Friday meeting. The panel could require prison officials to provide details of Holmes' confinement, but it's not clear whether they would be forced to comply. If the committee agrees victims' rights were violated, it could also propose ways the department can keep victims better informed in the future. A message to a prison spokeswoman was not immediately returned Wednesday. Holmes was convicted in August of opening fire in a crowded Denver-area movie theater in July 2012. Jurors could not agree that he deserved the death penalty, so he is serving a life sentence. Some victims testified during Holmes' sentencing that they didn't want him imprisoned in California, closer to his parents who live near San Diego. Prison officials had assured prosecutors last year that they would not move him there. State law requires officials to inform victims when a prisoner is moved to a less secure facility, said Deputy District Attorney Lisa Tisch McGuire. It also requires victims be treated with fairness, dignity, and respect throughout the process. How can the victims know whether this specific right has been met, given that we have no idea what facility the defendant is located in anywhere in the country, she said. We're talking about a convicted mass murderer who openly admitted that if he had the opportunity to kill more people, he would kill more people. The victims, who in our case are located across every state, have a right to know whether he is in their state. Many of the victims would feel better knowing. Documents provided to the Associated Press and other news outlets through open records requests reveal that Holmes was transferred partly because another inmate pushed his way through a partially open door and attacked him when he was being held in Colorado's highest security prison. Prison officials believed other inmates were likely to continue to target Holmes because of the high-profile nature of his crimes, according to the documents. Victims received a brief notification from the Corrections Department on January 19th, listing his location only as Interstate Correction Compact. Tisch McGuire, who was part of the team that prosecuted Holmes, began asking prison officials about the circumstances of his incarceration, including what privileges he has and how closely he is guarded, almost immediately after learning of his transfer. None of her questions has been answered, she said. Not knowing Holmes's location meant attorneys representing several shooting victims and their families in a lawsuit against theater owner Cinemark were not able to question him during the civil trial unfolding this week in state court. Without Holmes's testimony, attorneys were forced to rely on a spiral notebook in which he detailed elaborate plans for the killings. This article posted by Sadie Gurman for the Associated Press in Centennial, Colorado.